oldest one here, look. The headlines, aisles be battered. Aisles as in sort of like wedding aisle, I think.
Yeah.
A drunk husband beat up his bride in the back of a limo on the way to their wedding reception, a court heard yesterday. Adnan Rasanovsky.
Yeah.
He's sort of not fucking British, but he's not around here. 30, punched and choked. 30, 28, bit her on the cheek and put her in a headlock. The best man, bridesmaids of bridal party of shocked teenagers saw the attack, which left the wife black and blue, covered in blood. Rasanovsky had got drunk on whiskey to calm his nerves. This is during before his wedding. He's fucking. He's got completely off his tits on whiskey just to settle his nerves. He admitted the attack and was jailed for 15 months. But his wife's sort of seeking a divorce. But this guy, he's fucking gone completely mad. He's fucking got drunk. He's beaten up his wife.
He's what can get you that fucking angry?
Well, I've never been married. Bottles of fucking whiskey, obviously, yeah. With this cunt.
But what could she possibly have said to him? Between the moment they've gone,
well, if she was having, they got married and she's fucking started nagging him immediately.
Oh, look at the state, you're always pissed.
Yeah.
You fucking arse. Yeah. Bang, cracks. Shut up, you cunt.
Can you imagine it? Like the fucking, the bride party in the car on the way.
Shocked teenagers.
Yeah. Best man, bridesmaids and bridal party of shocked teenagers saw the attack which left her black and blue.
How many people were
I assume they see it in the fucking, the following car or something like that. I mean, they wouldn't have been in the same car.
Unless they had those really big, long limos.
Yeah, it's a big, long limo. What was the fucking driver doing while he was fucking... he's driving down the road. He's fucking knocking the shit out of her in the back of the limo. And he's like, oh, young love, you know. I remember when I got married. Kicked the shit out of my wife, you know. It's like, cat continuing to drive.
Look at these two, eh?
Yeah.
You two young lovers, eh? Two young lovers. Well,
they're going at it already. Better fucking turn the radio up. Give me a bit of privacy. It's like, I'm in a fucking headlock.
Exactly. He's got her in a headlock. Just like, punching the fucking... She's like...
Been biting her cheek, you know.
And she's like, I'm dying. And the bloke's like, yeah. It's got our music on.
Yeah.
It's like, don't go changing. Try and please me.
Let me know when you're done, yeah? Yeah, governor, she's dead now. Fucking turn the radio down.
I love you just the way you are. You start beating the fuck out of her. But the thing is, surely there must be a point where, like, you've gone mental and you think to yourself, I mean, because, like, the thing is, I don't know, because I've never beaten a woman up, right? So I don't know what goes through your mind. But, this is the thing. I'm thinking of it as a sane, rational human being.
Mm.
This geezer obviously isn't, right?
He's a fucking pisshead lunatic.
Pisshead lunatic, yeah. She's better off without him, to be honest. But, thing is, I would imagine that if you're one of these controlling, freak, fucking wife beaters, yeah, you read about it all the time, what they're like and stuff. I would imagine that, you know, if he's at home or something, he can give her a slap of bat and he knowing full well that, you know, she's going to go out the next day and everyone's going to see her with a black guy and all the rest of it, yeah? And she'd suddenly go, oh no, I fell into a chair.
Yeah,
or like, because that's what they say. No,
a box of cereal fell off down the cupboard and
like stabbed me in the eye,
fucking smashed me face up,
flicked a knife up, stabbed me in the face, then I fell over onto a fork that stabbed me in the eye,
and then I fell down the 10 stairs. Fags and burnt me all over.
Then we were smoking at the same time,
yeah.
And then as I was couldn't see because I've been blinded, I stumbled down the stairs and broke my arm and my leg and my ankle.
And then I fucking... Yeah.